All right, we'll say good morning. So we're continuing today in Perek Chof, and the title of this Perek is B'Mishkal HaChassidus. So we just started the first paragraph of this Perek on Friday. So if you remember again, the Ramchal's, we spent extensive time Perek Yud Tes, which I think has probably been the longest Perek until now, speaking about the Mid of Chassidus. Now what Ramchal is talking about in this particular chapter is the need, literally, b'mishkal ha-chassidus, the need to weigh chassidus. In other words, understanding when to apply the mid of chassidus and when not to. And again, so let's pick up, if you're looking in the red edition, we're on page Reish Yud Aleph, the second paragraph. U'be'emes, shelo yuchal ish lahatzliach b'mishkal hazeh, ela b'shlosha dvarim. This is, in reality, a person cannot go ahead and be matzliach with chassidus, unless, of course, again, he's proficient in three things. Number one, sheyihye libo yashar shevilavavos, shelo tiyeh pniyos ela la'asos nachasrach lefanav yisparach. So number one, of course, is that a person's heart has to be straight. Literally, if you take a look at footnote number 9, he says, libo yashar shevilavavos, belo shum ikum usetiyah min haratzon haroi, so we'll say first thing about knowing when to apply the attribute of chassidus is purity of intent. You see, if a person has ulterior motives in life other than serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition, he will never be able to become a chassid. V'lo zulas zeklal. So number one, person has that purity of intent, that what I do in life has to be for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not for any other motivation. Next, a person has to literally examine his actions in a significant fashion. So you turn page, he says, "B'yishtadal ataknam apiatachlis hazeh," and a person should try to go out and remedy his actions based on this introspection. The achak, so that, you know, so that second piece is, and this is also very profound, cheshbon ha-nefesh. You know, sometimes we do things and we lose sight or we lose perspective as to why we do them. And it's always important to be aware, ultimately says the Ramchal, on my actions. Why do I do the things that I do? How do I do them? Should I be doing them? Should I be doing them differently? Person always has to, it's not just introspect, but really it's just an examination of one's actions and their motivations. The yishtadla takna piyatach lizazeh, and after examining one's actions, so one has to really contemplate about how to go ahead and best rectify them. Va'achar zos yiyem mashlich yahavo al Hashem. And after this, and this is quite profound, a person literally should cast his burden on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now what does that mean? So if you take a look at footnote number 11, he quotes it from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Miloshon HaKosov, Hashleich al Hashem Yehovcha, cast upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu your burden, kilomar sheyikve l'siyua v'yiftach be'ezraso latzlicho b'achraso. A recognition, ultimately, that everything in life and all success in life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, she'az ye'amar bo, ashrei adam oz lo bach. Then you will say about such a person, praiseworthy is the individual who has such strength. Lo yimna tov holchim b'tamim. Nothing will be held from him for those who walk in completeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see over here what the Ramchal is saying, and this is, again, like everything we see in Mesilas Yesharim, it appears so simple, which it is. That's what Ramchal said in his introduction. There's no real chidushim over here, but yet so incredibly profound. So in order to go ahead and truly apply the mid of chassidus, so one has to have the following. Purity of intent, that what I do in life, I do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, introspection. But introspection specifically in the realm of my actions. Why do I do the things that I do? How do I do the things that I do? And perhaps, again, to take a step back, you know, I'll say, very often we fall into patterns of behavior and we stop thinking about them. And they just become established patterns of behavior without really thinking about whether or not they're the right patterns of behavior. So a person has to take the time to take a step back and to ask himself and to analyze his behaviors. Perhaps, again, perhaps this behavior was okay for me a couple of years ago, and maybe it's not right now. Maybe I'm ready to graduate to something else. Person has to constantly introspect. So after purity of intent, constant examination of behaviors, then having the courage to fix the behaviors that need to be fixed, and after that, demonstrating a true reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That ultimately a recognition that I put in the effort, but the results in my life are not just related to my effort. The results in my life are related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on. He says, but Rabbi says, if I'm missing one of these conditions, I'm missing one of these parts, lo yagia el hashlemus, I'll never become shalem, I'll never become complete. V'karov hu likasha v'lipo. And it is quite possible and maybe even probable that I will fall. I will stumble and I will fall. Dehainu, im hakavana lo tihye muvcheres v'zaka. Meaning that if my intentions in life, why I do the things that I do, are not muvcheres, are not good, and are not pure, or if I fail to examine my actions in situations when I can, or even if I have purity of intent and introspection or examination of actions, but I don't really place the power of the results in my life on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be very different for a person not to fall and not to stumble. But if these three aspects I go ahead and I guard and I'm vigilant about them, literally purity of intent, introspection or examination of actions, and faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He will bring things to fruition, then a person could truly walk in MS and nothing negative will happen. This is what Chana, the mother of Shmuel, said in her prophecy, Raglei Chasidov Yishmar. The Ribbono Shel Olam will always watch literally the feet of his pious ones. The David Kimokin Amar, Velo Yazov Es Chasidov Li Olam Mishmaru. And David Amel said as well in Tehillim, he will not forsake his Chasidim, he will guard them forever. Vihine Mashetzarach Lahavinhu. Ki ein ladun divrei chasidos amar ein arisham. Now, Rabbi says, this is very important. Now we're segueing into a different discussion. So the first part of the discussion was that in order to maximize this midah of chasidos, one must have these three parts. Number one, purity of intent. What I do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, ability to examine my actions and take course-correcting activity if necessary. And number three, bitachon, a belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's going to take care of me and He's going to see through the results in my life. That's the first part. The next part is, v'hinei mashatarach lahavin, what we have to understand, hu'u ki'ein ladun divrei chasidos amar ein arisham. It will say, chasidos, piety, is a very, not difficult, but a very potentially, I'm sorry? No, we don't, we're just, nuanced. That's a good word. Nuanced and potentially tricky. He's been excellent since. I'm just telling you, you've missed a lot. Yeah. You've missed a lot. Like it's been mamish, like pasha, like a walking thesaurus. So the idea is that what I'm saying is that chasidus is this nuanced approach. What he's saying is, and this is going to be very profound, which is that there are some things that at first glance could look like chasidus, but in reality, they're the antithesis of chasidus. He says, because what happens, we're both saying, you know, sometimes there is something that looks like a good decision, a good choice, a good course of action now. But that's because I haven't fully thought about the repercussions of that. So there are certain things that are good now, but the repercussions, the ripple effects, are negative. So in life, we always struggle with things like that. Things that work for the here and now, but later on down the road, they're actually detrimental. Because sometimes in life, a particular action is good, but the outgrowths, right, the impact of it, the ripple effects, are bad. So also, this is amazing. So from a Judaic perspective, we don't just live in the here and now. Everything we do, and this is why he gave that introduction, that what the chassid does is the chassid always examines not just the present impact, but the ripple effect of his actions. Therefore, says the Ramchal over here, this idea that therefore, if there is an action that looks good in the here and now, but its ripple effects are going to be negative, you cease and desist. You don't engage in that action. But it's good now. We don't make decisions just for the here and now. The decisions we make must have positive ripple effects going forward. He goes on, he says, Hine Masa, and he gives examples of this. Hine Masa, Hine Masa Gidali ben Achikam, Gaile Leinena. So he's going to give a couple of examples, which are really great examples. Maybe the example of Gedalia ben Achikam. So what happened with Gedalia ben Achikam? Mipnei Sherov Chassid, we'll say, remember who was Gedalia ben Achikam. Gedalia ben Achikam was the Jewish governor over Judea. Right? Under Roman occupation. So what happened? So Mipnei Rov Chasiduso, Shalo Lodun Esishmo Lekavchova, Shalo Oshalo Lekabel Lashonara. So also remember again, we fast, right? And right after Hashanah Tzom Gedalia. Why? Because Gedalia ben Achikam was assassinated by a guy by the name of Yishmael. And I will say, so the fact that one Jew assassinated another Jew is horrific, what's even worse is what? Is that Gedalia ben Achikam was told that Yishmael is ready to kill him. Right? He was told already that Yishmael was ready to assassinate him. And what did he say? I'm not mekabel lashon hara. Now, it's very nice that you're not mekabel lashon hara. That's fantastic. But if you get information that somebody wants to kill you, to not act on that or to not take that seriously is irresponsible. So what Ramchal says, listen to this. He says, "Mishemipnei rov chasiduso shelo lodun es yishma lekav chova o shelo lekav lashon hara," because of Gidlai ben Achikam's incredible misplaced piety to not go ahead and judge Yishmael unfavorably or to not accept any type of slander. Amar li Yochanan ben Kareach, Sheker ata dover el Yishmael. Literally, Gedalia ben Achikam said it's a lie. There's no way that Yishmael would ever want to hurt me. Uma garam, and what happened as a result? Garam shemesu v'nifsuri Yisrael. Gedalia ben Achikam was assassinated. And remember, again, there was even less Jewish control over Judea. The kava gachaltam hanishara. And this was the end of Jewish autonomy. Not only that, listen to this. But after Gedalia ben Achikam is killed, there's an additional amount of bloodshed against the Jews, and the Navi blames those killed in the bloodshed on Gedalia ben Achikam. Isn't that wild? Why does it blame it on him? It blames it on him ultimately again, because again, Gedalia ben Achikam could have prevented this. So we'll say, this is such an incredible example. So what he's saying over here is, on one hand, you'd say, one second, somebody's telling me Lashon Hara. What do I do Lashon Hara? I watched enough Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation videos. So I know, like, what do I do Lashon Hara? I call it, I'm not Mekabel. Right? So again, that's very nice. So I'm exercising present Chasidus without any kind of thought for future ramifications. So present chasidos, so I should say chasidos that's exercised in a vacuum without thought about the repercussion of actions is foolishness, says the Ramchal. Not only is it foolishness, but you are held accountable for the mistakes that occur as a result of your misplaced chasidos. So Gedalia ben Achikam, you don't want to be mekabel lashon hara, that's absolutely beautiful. But at the end of the day, you had a chance to take action. You didn't do so. Therefore, you're going to be held responsible. We'll say one more. And actually, you know what? We'll have to. All right. Well, you know, we'll stop over here for today. But I would encourage you to come at 5:45 tomorrow morning, because we're going to start with an incredible example in Bayis Sheni, the second base of Mikdash, of Zechariah ben Avkolos. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up page Reish Yud Gimel Emir Tzashem tomorrow.